Okay, it's all same. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp to my feet, a light to my path. It is worth the eye of my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior of the human saints. One Savior, crucified, raised in heaven again, with life and liberty to all who live. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Happy Resurrection Day. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Buck, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Schronks, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Luann family, Larry Burnson family, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Heatherly, Lewis, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Ebel, Bill, Devin, Mark Thomas, Morgan Little, Rosa, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Clay, Ernie Buff, Salvador, Teresa Smith, Michael Yoder, Miss Barger, Jesse Sigmund, and Kim Sigmund. Any names need to be added to the list this morning? Okay. Does anybody got anything on your heart this morning?
We had a good meeting this morning. Glad to say.
Amen.
I just wanted to thank the Lord for saving, and I just wanted to thank the Lord for being in His house this morning. Yes, keep on praying for me. I feel much better every day. I don't know what I was doing last year, but yeah. I've been praying for the Lord, guiding me, telling me what I need to do, you know. But I feel like I'm going to be last year. I feel much better. I watch him on the internet. And just keep on praying for my family.
Preacher friend of mine, there's a little girl in his church that desperately needs prayer. She's having health issues. They don't want to mention her name. They just, you know, want their church to pray for her. She's having health problems, and she really needs a touch from the Lord, so just pray for her. that's here this morning. We pray for those ones that could not. Lord, we pray for each one of these names that's on this prayer list. Lord, you know each need, each heart. We just pray, God, that you just be with them and help them. And God, we pray, Lord, that you just reach down your hand of healing us and touch them. And Lord, if it's financial, that you're out there, or whatever the case may be, Lord, you know what they need. And we just pray, God, that you will bless and touch them, Lord. If they need to be saved, Lord, just pray, God. Spirit of God, and just move upon their heart, Lord, and show them the way to salvation. And Lord, we thank you today for this Easter Sunday. God, we just thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless each and every one of us. And we thank you, Lord, for sending your Son to that cross, Lord, to die for our sins. But Lord, most of all, that he arose on that third day like he said he would. God, and be lifted up, Lord, and take his blood and make an atonement for our sins. Lord, they don't want us around, Lord, that would make it into heaven without that shed blood. And God, we just thank you for what you've done for us to make sure that we can get to you. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you bless this church, these people. And God, we pray for the visitors that's come in the last few weeks. God, we just pray that you put upon their heart to come back. Lord, we just pray that you be with them. And God, we just pray that you just bless and touch each one that's here this morning. And the ones that are not, Lord, we just pray, God, that you'll just help them. And God, we pray, Lord, for our nation as a whole, this country that we live in, Lord, we just pray, God, for the leaders. Lord, we pray for the country. Pray, Lord, for all those lost sinners that's out there in this world today. Lord, while they're out there hiding their Easter eggs and eating their chocolate, Lord, somewhere in the back of their mind, you just put in their mind what Easter's really all about. And Lord, we just pray, God, that they'll realize that without your Son dying on that cross and being lifted up that third day, there's no remission for sin. Lord, we just pray, God, you just touch this world that's lost, and that you would save it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You find that give it to bed. Receive.
Christmas is coming, all will be there. Who have rejected, who have refused, oh, sinner raising, let Jesus in. Then God will pass over you.
Thanking him for allowing me to be in in his house. Thank him for my family, for blessing me every day. Blessings enduring, Jesus is mine. Oh, one for taste the glory divine. Here salvation, worship of God, born in his spirit, watching his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, vision of rapture, now port on my side. Angel descending, bring from above, issues of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, I'm happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, loving his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long.
Amen. Bless your Lord.
Sweet is the song I sing in today. I redeem, troubles and sorry, sorrow have vanished away.
Sure. sure have it this wonderful peace, buried deep in the heart of the soul, so secure that no power can mend its deep way, where the year or the eternity grow. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above, sweep all my spirit for the heaven I pray, and the fall blessed of bills, oh Lord, I am resting tonight, that wonderful peace, rest your sweetly in Jesus' control, for I came from the dangers by night and by day, and his glory is flowing my soul. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above, sweep all my spirit for the heaven I pray, and the faultless bills, oh Lord. I am think when I praise to thy city, where the actor of peace shall see that one stream of the song which the ransom will sing, in the heavenly thing there shall be peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above, sweeping all my spirit for the heaven I pray, and the faultless bills, oh Lord. I am so, are you here with our comfort, and I rest marching down the path, the broad path where so time may she see you friend, the shadows grow dark. Oh, I say, in this sweet peace, so fine. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above, sweeping all my spirit for the heaven I pray, and the four bills all alone.
Amen. Amen. Bless you.
That's a Jasmine song.
You got one, dude?
Okay.
All right, we'll see if you can come on up and take the offer. to read the prayer list. And the reason why I believe it twice is because I want the folks that's watching on the camera. We got some prayer warriors to watch. Mm-hmm. And I like for them to hear these names where they'll know who they're praying for. You know, they might not know them, but still. These folks need prayer. They need all they can get. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Love, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Schwantz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Madden, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Jones and family, Frankie Luann and family, Larry Burns and family, Caleb, Hannah, Addie, Heather, Lewis, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill, Devin, Mark Thomas, Morgan Little, Rosa, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Clay, Ernie Buff, Salvador, Teresa Smith, Michael Poovy, Miss Barger, Jesse Sigmund, and Kim Sigmund. Just remember all these folks and pray for them. They need our prayers. All right, we're going to be in the book of Hebrews this morning. Chapter number 9, starting verse number 1. This is going to be a part 1, a part 2, maybe even 3. Probably 2. And my thought is, you know, there's no remission of sin without the blood. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 1. My ask preacher happy would you pray for reading the word, and I'm just going to go to verse by verse. Easter. Is the word Easter mentioned in the Bible anywhere?
Yeah.
It's found in chapter 12 of Acts, verse number 4. And I'm going to read you verse number 4. Now this is where Peter, remember they put Peter in prison, they was going to behead him. And the church prayed and God out. Now listen, verse 4. And when he had beheaded him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quarters of the soldiers to keep him, intended after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Now, my question to you is this, church. If the crucifixion of Christ is Easter, how could there be an Easter before the crucifixion? But, you know, this is after. But, you know, there was an Easter before the crucifixion of Christ, because Easter is essentially, most people think of it as the Passover. But what really Easter was it was a pagan holiday, and it was for the celebration of spring. From what I can gather from what I studied on what Easter was, it's about, the pagan part of it is about spring. Now, we use Easter as the resurrection day of our Savior, you know. And you know what? It don't matter what you call it. It doesn't matter what we call it. To me, my Savior died on that cross. He was risen on that third day. And His blood was used as an atonement for my sins. Amen. That is important. That is the most important thing about this time. What we call it, it's like Christmas. You know, you've got Christmas, the birth of Christ, then you got all the other stuff that goes with it. Just like here at Easter. You got baby chickens, eggs, rabbits, baskets, you know, all this stuff, flowers, you know, buying new clothes. It's all kinds of traditions that go with it. Traditions is okay. Just keep in mind, you know, what this day is really about. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want us to think about this morning, is what's this day really all about? It is about our sins being put in remission, to be forgiven. That's what it's about. If you want to hide Easter eggs, hide Easter eggs. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Go hide all the eggs you want to go hide. Eat all the chocolate bunnies you want to eat. But keep in mind, without that blood, there's no remission of sin. And what He did for us in this time, it was right at Passover. It was right at that part of the year that they called Easter. But the thing about it is, folks, keep in mind, Jesus Christ came to this world as a babe, sinless, without spot, without blemish. He grew up in the same cruel world we grow up in. And He lived a life of sinless life down here for 33 and a half years without committing any sin. Even His birth wasn't a sin. And He died on that old rugged cross we celebrated on this Good Friday. His death. His burial. And now His resurrection. Being brought up in that third day like He said He would. Conquering death, hell, and the grave, taking His blood to a mercy seat that has never been touched by man's hands, and making atonement for our sins. That is what this time is truly all about. And I'm going to tell you something. Eating a colored egg is not going to send you to heaven. Eating a chocolate bunny rabbit is not going to send you to heaven. But denying that blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, not accepting that atonement that He has given for each and every one of us, that indeed will send you to hell. Amen. We're going to start reading verse number 1. Then Bird, the first covenant, had also ordinance and divine service, and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table of shewbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holies of all. which had the golden seat and the Ark of the Covenant, overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. In other words, the Ten Commandments. And over it the assurance of glory, showing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now were these things were thus ordained, the priest went always in the first tabernacle, accomplishing the services of God. But the second went the high priest alone, once a year, not without blood, but with the offering for himself, but for the prayers of the people. The Holy Ghost is signifying that the way into the holiness of all was yet not made manifest while the first tabernacle was yet standing. This is a figure for the time then present in which we offer both gifts and sacrifices that cannot be make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, but stood only in meat and drink and device washing, carnal ordinances opposing of them until the time of reformation. But Christ, becoming the high priest of good things, to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. I'm going to stop right there. I should have read that part. But verses 1 through 10 describe that place that, you know, God had on the made, that tent, that tabernacle, where you had your sanctuary, the most holies, there was three parts to it. But, you know, they took the blood of certain animals, and they used this blood as an atonement. That priest would take it into that most holies back in the very back, and he would sprinkle that blood for the sins of people. That's the way God made it for those people in that time. But we find in verse number 11, things are going to change. There's a more perfect lamb coming. One without spot, without blemish. You know, you take a lamb, and you can take that lamb that you're going to say, this is going to be, I've looked at all my lambs, and this one right here is the most perfect one. I don't see no spots, I don't see no blemishes, I don't see nothing wrong with this sacrifice whatsoever. And there could be one little thing wrong with it, you not know it. But the thing about it is, with Christ, he is perfect. There is no spot. There is no blemish. He is perfect. And always. Even walking around this earth in a human body, he was still perfect. And his goal was to be that supreme sacrifice. That was what Jesus was sent here for this day. To rise and to take his blood and make an atonement for our sins. That was his purpose. Remember over there when he was praying, Lord, if this cup can pass by me, it couldn't. He had a job to do, and he did. And it's sad that hell is full of people today that rejected him, and it will grow because there's going to be more that's going to reject. I'm glad this morning I'm sitting in a group of people who did not reject him. Amen. I just, you know, my wish is that the whole world could see what I see, to know what I know, to know what you know. But they don't. It's hard to believe that there's people walking around in America that don't even know who Jesus is. It's hard to believe that there's people walking around in America today that doesn't know what this particular celebration is really about. But God knows. And there's, you know, the ones of us that have experience that we know. But I'm going to go to verse number 12. Neither by the blood of goats or calves, but his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having ordained eternal redemption for us. Obtained. Eternal redemption for us. Folks, eternal is forever. For us that believe. It's been washed in that blood. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of heifer sprinkled the unclean, sanctified the purity of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through eternal spirit offer himself without spot to God, purging your conscience from dead works to receive the living God. Folks, this morning, we got one of the, I couldn't imagine America today, what kind of, the way they have corrupted everything, mankind today has corrupted everything that it touches. Could you imagine today if we were still having to, sacrifice small animals for our sins for 1 year, like these people done in the first part of the chapter, having to, get a lamb or a dove or a goat and use it for a sacrifice. Did you imagine what modern-day American business opportunists would do with that? Oh, come here, buy your sacrifice. They did it many times. Why did Jesus turn over the tables? They were doing it then. Can you imagine? In modern day America, Amazon would be going berserk. And these other, Walmart, all these other online, sending live animals over for a sacrifice. It would be a mockery. As it was by then. Jesus turned them tables over for a reason. But I want us to see this morning that what we got, this sacrifice that was made all those many years ago for us today, it was pure. It was sinless. And what I have got this morning, church, being cleansed by that blood, having my sins put in remission, it ain't got nothing to do with prosperity or money or, any of that kind of stuff. It's a personal relationship between me and God. Because he showed me one day that there's a better way. And I believed on that way. And I still believe on that way. I still believe this morning that without the blood, without that pure, sinless, cleansing blood of the Lamb, I will never see heaven. So many times I've heard people say, I don't want no part of that bloody religion. Well, it's like Jesus said in John chapter 6, if you don't want no part of this, then you don't want no part of me. You know, he's talking about the there, Pastor, he was talking about the communion with God, you know, the eating of his flesh and the drinking of the blood, his blood, they couldn't understand it. And he told them, you know, look, you know, if you can't deal with this, then you're not going to be no part of me. And many of them walked away. You'll find that in John 6:66. That many of his disciples walk with him no more. I believe in that blood. I believe that that blood is what he used to make the way for me to get into heaven. I believe with all my heart I was a white sheep washed in red blood and made white as snow. That remission of that sin. And we'll find tonight, I'm going to start at verse 15 tonight and go on through about the blood. Folks, this was God's plan. And I accept his plan. I believe in him. I believe in his ways. Might not always understand everything, but there's one thing for certain. By faith, I can believe. Amen?
Amen.
All right, we'll come back tonight and we'll finish up. Does anybody got anything on your heart?
Are open to us, Lord, and your ears are open to us, Lord, and you're able to do for us. Sophomore was it?